Prague. Now, Prague is one of the best preserved cities in Europe, and it is not unusual to come across a striking variety of architectural styles, from Baroque to functionalism in the space of a few minutes. But how has the Czech capital fared when it comes to contemporary architecture? That is the subject of a new exhibition entitled The New Face of Prague, which has just opened at the city's Czech Centre. Ian Willoughby reports.
Frank Gehry's dancing building here by the banks of the River Vltava is perhaps the most striking and most famous modern building in the Czech capital. It features alongside 50 other projects, from the cool Hotel Josef to the new Slavia Prague football stadium, in a freshly opened exhibition entitled The New Face of Prague.
We have 9 categories.
Dan Mrta is the curator of the new show.
One is reconstruction or industry, one is offices, next is villas, next is culture, and one important and interesting part is vision about the future in Prague.
We'll turn to the future in a moment, but looking back at the modern buildings that have gone up since the fall of communism, the exhibition's organizer says standards in Prague are just as high or low as those elsewhere in the region.
I think it's the level in Middle Europe. This is typical for post-communist cities or metropolis. About 10% is good or optimal, and 30 is standard, and 60 is not good.
Architect Zdeněk Lukáš has written an essay for the catalogue that accompanies the show. How attractive does he find the new face of Prague?
I think it's attractive thanks to some world architects who had a chance to work here in Prague, like Frank Gehry and his dancing house, or a French architect and a Pritzker Prize winner of this year, Jean Nouvel, who was responsible for Golden Angel building in Smíchov. And it was chance for our architects to meet with world architects and their works and to work on a similar projects. And now we have many examples of good architecture here in Prague.
According to the literature here with this exhibition, Prague is one of the cities in Europe with the most room for development. How do you see Prague developing in the next few years?
It's very difficult to find out any empty lot in the center part of the city, but around the center, historical center, there are many quarters from 19th or beginning of 20th century, and there are many possibilities to build their new houses or to replace the old architecture, which is mediocre.
Are you confident that the Prague city authorities are capable of overseeing good development of the city in the future?
Of course, not so easy to answer this question. I hope for this, but we must hope.
We'll see how things turn out. In the meantime, visitors can check out the new face of Prague at the city's Czech Centre until August 20th. Next year, the exhibition visits Berlin and a number of other European capitals.
My thanks to Ian Willoughby for that report. Now, staying with the subject of art and